This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Although most plants are shutting down right now, your lawn continues to actively grow if it's had water. Fall is the time when lawn grasses use their energy to spread and develop deeper root systems instead of above-ground blades. The best time to fertilize your lawn is generally now to late October. I'll share how to do this now, but remind you that many of us are still in a drought and fertilizer could be too much. If your lawn is dormant, do not fertilize this year. If it's green, then go ahead. Using a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, the actively growing plants will use some of the nutrients now and save the unused nitrogen in the frozen soil over the winter. As soon as the ground thaws, the grass starts to grow. A word of caution, the University of Minnesota says don't use the winterizing formulas. They have more phosphorus and potassium than you need. Rule of thumb is to apply 1 to 1.5 pounds of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. This translates to 2 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet of sulfur-coated urea. The numbers on the front of the package should read 4500. This info is on GardenBite.com. Always follow directions on the package and consider spot treating rather than blanketing your entire lawn with more chemical. Rather than raking those leaves, mow them over and over and over, and leave them on the lawn for extra nitrogen. You can also put them in your compost pile, which is my intent. Find more information on GardenBite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to SpikesFeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.